that you may want to look into. It's just another avenue that we can use to assist you in moving forward in your financial homes.
Call Steve or Doug Skyron at St. Louis Home Retention Group right now, 636-527-5121, or online at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family, protect your investment. Call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green, the iconic cleaning formula known around the globe. Since being introduced to households and businesses over 35 years ago, the family of Simple Green products has grown. But one thing all of them share is my full commitment to their excellence. Simple Green. Try a Simple Green product today, and if you're not 100% satisfied, I'll refund your money. Visit us at simplegreen.com. Simple Green.
Simple Green. This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time RNs for our critical care areas. VA RNs provide high-quality and effective care directly to our nation's veterans. The VA offers competitive benefits including pension, 26 vacation days, holidays, health, dental, vision, insurance, and more. Recruitment and retention incentives may be available. Be a part of this winning team. Call Faye Holland at 314-716-8998. The VA healthcare system, healthcare for heroes.
You have to get your grass ready for spring, right? That's where DynaGreen comes in. Check your local lawn and garden dealer and get the Crabgrass Preventer. Controls crabgrass, annual grasses, and broadleaf weeds for up to 5 months and rapidly thickens your lawn. How would you like to have the best lawn on the block? DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. Designed for the region, designed for the climate, designed for you, the homeowner. Ask your local lawn and garden dealer, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com. For your local DynaGreen dealer, check out Bear Garden Shop.
Now, for a limited time, get an $89.99 standard brake service after a $20 online rebate at participating Firestone Complete Auto Care stores.
This Saturday, March 14th, the 7th annual Cottleville St. Patrick's Day Parade, and you are invited. StPatParade.org for more information. Sponsored by Mercy Kids, White Hair Home Decor, and Cry Distributing.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show, Saturday at 3 p.m. and Sunday at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
That cannot be all the commercials. You sure didn't leave out about 20?
Nope, yeah, there's some left.
Okay, good. See, when radio decided to start doing those 10 and 15 second commercials, it just makes it sound like even more commercials. I think that I said before, that was a bad idea. But they all do it.
What are you going to do?
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh,
we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
boobies.
Oh, peons for you.
Yeah. We're about to get.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 4th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by the place where I do all my banking, First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com is the website. Any one of 40 locations, the Walmart locations, obviously, open also on Sunday. They have Sunday hours. Others, very convenient hours, even when they're not open on Sunday. And some people never go anyway. They do it all online or on the phone or whatever. Whatever you like, whatever you want, it's all there. First Community Credit Union, proud sponsors of the yard sale. Every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner. And now, this. Here comes. Here it is.
Hey!
All right, let's see what's, let's see who's in the room. Oh, I see Eon the Peon. He's at the control board. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you have $25,000 or more, Mark and Jason would love to sit down with you and set up a strategy to give yourself pay raises. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
You had a slight stumble.
Yes,
just
there
at the
was a
very
little
end.
Hiccup
just
there.
A little
yes.
hiccup. Wow. I was just about to say.
It was flawless.
I was going to say that was flawless. Just as I was about to say it, you stumbled. well, maybe tomorrow. You take another
one. There's always tomorrow.
As always, tomorrow. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is kind, Dan.
We had a whole list earlier of sexual orientations. And Rat Boy says, you know, transsexual, transgender, bi this, agender, cis male, cis female, blah, 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 blah. He says we left out, I've never heard of it, trans what?
Jeez.
Transgesual. Have you heard of this?
Transgesual.
It's a girl, you start dating her, and she pretends to like cheese, but then you realize she doesn't like cheese. She switches on you. And in his case, that's grounds for dumping her.
Absolutely.
If you date Rat Boy, you have to like cheese.
Not familiar with that one, Rat Boy.
I am familiar with great polka music, and I hear it now. Oh, look who's playing it. Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. You guys are the best.
Yeah. I talked earlier about high school and bands, and everybody went to high school had, probably usually four. It was almost always four guys in a band, and every high school function they would play. And I almost don't like it when I start thinking about being a teenager because I didn't enjoy it. But then there are a couple of flashes of brief fun that I had. And if you start thinking about it too much, it makes you hate that you're older and makes you wish you could have done some things differently. I did not have any sort of bank affiliation when I was 16, 17. I don't think even at 18. That's funny. I've said before, I used to laugh at diary. Oh, diary is for girls to keep, a journal. But if we'd all kept one, because there's no, any videotape of ourselves or really any kind of recorded history, it'd be kind of fun to flip back and read that, oh, today I opened my first checking account. Because I know when I was 18, I made my own car payment. So I must have had a checking account somewhere at 18. And I know where my income came from. I had, at one time, three jobs at the same time. I worked for a drugstore in Belleville on East Main Street. I worked for Fisher's Restaurant in Belleville as a busboy and a caterer. I worked for a furniture store in Belleville. And at one point, there were like three of those going at once. So I must have had a checking account to make my car payment, which was about $53 a month, which was kind of a hefty car payment back then. That's why I needed a couple or three jobs to keep it going between that, and I had to pay my own tuition, which was money I think thrown completely away since I got kicked out of school. I'd like to have had that little bit of money in the bank, but I don't remember my first bank or where I actually did banking the first time. I do remember in my 20s, we lived for a very brief time in South Carolina. We'd just been married a couple of years, and I had to go there for basic training. So she came down after basic training, and we lived there for about 10 months. That's it. Then we came back to the St. Louis area. But I do remember going into a bank. I think it was called Citizens Bank. And opening a checking account. And I remember, and I've said this before, how embarrassed I was for them to see my paycheck. That sounds weird, I guess, but I did the news on a little radio station, and I wanted them to think that if you're on radio, you make a lot of money. And so I remember when I opened it, and they said, this is so ridiculous. They said, when I handed them my paycheck, they said, oh, you're going to be opening an account with us. I said, yeah. I said, I just need another checking account somewhere. I said, this is one of my paychecks. I'll just deposit this one here. Like they were going to believe that I had, what, five paychecks coming in? But that's how embarrassed I was.
Well, times have changed, thank goodness.
They sure have. You know, Peon, they sure have. Those are the old days when radio didn't pay anything.
Yeah.
And then finally, radio owners and managers saw the light. and said, these people are, they're talented. They deserve more than this.
Yeah.
And then, whew, skyrocketed through the roof. Salaries went in radio. But that's weird how you, I don't know, it's important, I guess. You're just married, and you're trying to show her parents and your parents that you can make it, and you're trying to make everybody around you think you're doing okay, and kind of silly, actually. Kind of silly, like the, I meant to say this the other day, I teased at it, and I never did come back and finish it, was the decal I had on the back of my first car to impress women. And it was simple. It said, Skydiver. Now, I jumped one time. One time. And when you jumped, after the jump, and you gather up your chute, and you go back into the little shack or whatever, everybody was issued a skydiver decal. But to put it on there and say you're a skydiver is ridiculous. It doesn't make me a skydiver. I jumped one time. But, man, I remember having that. And you know what? It kind of worked. Girls would go, you're a skydiver? I go, yeah, you know, yeah. And I didn't go into detail. How many times have you jumped? And that's where it kind of fell apart because I wasn't going to lie about it. And I said, well, I just got started. I'm just getting started.
Technically. Well,
what I didn't tell them was I'm started and I'm finished. I'm not going to be doing any more. I know where I bank now, though. I bank at First Community Credit Union. And I know that the people who do bank there really, really like it. I also know that I'm a realist, and I know that, look, it's not your top priority to change where you do your banking. You got a lot of other things to do that you think are more important. But think about it, and when you have a little bit of time, it won't take long, go into where you bank now and move it. Just cash out, liquidate it. Say, I'm closing these accounts. And then walk into First Community Credit Union and say, hey, I'd like to become a new customer. Here, checking, savings, move your car loan over. You'll be glad you did it once you do it. It's not that big a deal. Great place to bank. It must be. They're growing every day. They're the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. 40 locations. If you want to know more, stop in, have some fresh popcorn, ask questions, get literature, or go to this website, firstcommunity.com. Bill Cleveland was not with us.
And no
I
received something from him. Just a few minutes ago, it says he's at the bottom late. Of the canyon.
He could have let us know that.
No signal.
Well, no signal.
Yeah, how did
text.
He let you know if there's no signal?
Well,
he said,
I'm at the bottom of the canyon.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Something I'm near the bottom of the canyon.
There.
No signal. Not sure if you'll get this.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. He knew he had a signal. He's on thin ice. That's all I'm going to say. If he'd been with us, he'd be brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. All right, Peon, here's what we didn't get around to earlier. And for you folks who missed it, you missed a tremendous education in sexual orientation and all of these different terms to describe people who can't make up their minds what sex they are or people who can make up their minds. Then we also got into sexual preferences and fetishes. And I mentioned to Peon that as I printed this stuff out, I remember seeing one that is a term to describe anybody who's aroused through an exclusive focus on a particular part of the body. And that would be peon.
Yes.
The cleavage in the boobs. And me too. I'm going to throw myself in there. It's called partialism. You are a partialist because you've chosen a part of the body to focus on for arousal.
Yeah, I really don't ever look at the legs or anything else.
It's now, you've said that. You're not a leg guy.
No.
You've said that before. Now, but I will say this. Legs are easy to conceal, and so we've all known women with really nice big boobs, and they try to hide them. They wear loose, you know, clothing, and they don't show cleavage. Stop that right now, ladies. Stop it. Stand up straight. Be proud. Throw your chest out. Be proud of that. Now, I wasn't going to include this, but since this horrible 50 Shades of Grey, and I say horrible because I heard the book on CD. It was beyond horrible. And they say the movie is, too. Of course, it's still making money. I thought I'd get into masochism. Masochist is the person that likes to be hurt. Sadist is the person that likes to do the hurting. Here are the recognized and accepted behaviors, I guess you would say, when you're talking about masochism and masochistic fantasies. It says, and these are the accepted legitimate terms that masochistic fantasies involve being raped while being held or bound by others. Isn't that weird that somebody gets excited pretending they're getting raped? That's a crime.
Yeah.
It says some act on these urges, some just fantasize about them. Some of the things that masochists like to have done, they like to be stuck with things or stick themselves with pins or other objects. They like to be shocked electrically. They will self-mutilate or have a partner mutilate them. The word mutilation, it's like a dismemberment or something. I know what they mean, cutting and stuff. Restraint, physical bondage. By the way, what is the deal with the gag ball? The ball in the mouth. What is that about?
I don't know.
What's that supposed to do?
I don't know.
Blindfolding, paddling, spanking, whipping, beating, piercing, humiliation, like being forced to crawl and bark like a dog, being subjected to verbal abuse. Those are all part of masochism. So there you go. A little education before you see the horrible 50 Shades of Grey. And there's a thing called telephone scatologia. It is obsession with obscene phone calls. Nobody makes those anymore, do they? No, that's old.
No.
That's like from the 60s or 70s.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure because of caller ID and you can
get... Yeah, that put an end to it. There's no more. I will never forget. My mother was in the kitchen, and she didn't know that I was in the next room. And she got an obscene phone call, and my dad was standing there. And I heard her answer, hello. And then I heard her say something like, you are sick and disgusting. And she hung up the phone. And my dad said, what was that about? And she said, it was one of those callers. And he said, well, what did he say? Now, my mother would have never said this, knowing I was in the next room, but I heard it crystal clear. He asked me if I would give him a, and she said the BJ word.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Oh. And what's really interesting is I didn't have any idea what that meant. That's the day I learned what it meant. I called a friend of mine and go, hey, what's up? Mm-mm. And they told me. I didn't know what that was. What else would it? Speaking of going to high school, I had two brief shining moments in high school. One was when I got the lead in the senior play, and that was kind of an accident. Somebody dared me to try out for the senior play, and I tried, and I got it. And I wasn't even in drama class, so the drama kids hated me. And then when I got a motorbike, when you're in high school, I'm 16 years old, and I have a motorbike, all of a sudden you are cool, and you're okay. And I will forever remember the smell of gasoline and the oil and gas mixture in the tank of that two-cycle motorbike. That might be one of the little segments of my life that's the most enjoyable and pleasurable, and I will never forget. When you're 16 and you're going down the road and your hand's on those handlebars and you're shifting and clutching and you fill it up, you smell that gas, and it's summer, man, what a great feeling. And I didn't get it because I was a rich kid or because I got it because we couldn't afford another car and I had to go to work. So we settled on a bike, and we got it in the spring, and that way I could work spring, summer to fall, and hopefully make enough to get an old car to get to work. But I think back on that, and it's like I close my eyes, and I'm there. I can feel the wind, and I smell people's grass cut, and it was just, wow, exhilarating. And one morning, you know, girls at school, when you come out of high school, and some kids would go get in their cars, their parents pick them up, some would get on the bus. Some cool guys, got in their own cars. And then there was a section at the high school where the motorbikes and motorcycles parked. And I got to park there. And I remember girls would come over and, that's your motorbike? I go, yeah. And then one morning I picked up a girl named Pam Ritzel. She was real cute. And she lived outside of Waterloo. And I went in and met her mom. It's like 7 in the morning, 7:30. It's kind of chilly. And she gets her books and holds on to them, gets on the back of this little motorbike, and ring, ding, 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 off we go. And I think about that now, and I'm thinking, if I were her mom, I would never have let her get on the back of a little motorbike and go down the highway to school with anybody, me or anybody else. No helmets, Illinois, no helmet law. Just cruising along like didn't have a care in the world. That was a great, great time. Ah, what else? Dr. I was going to tell Dr. Doug the skunk, giraffe, and duck joke, and I don't remember if I ever I told you guys before, a skunk and a giraffe and a duck go into a bar, and they order their drinks, and the bartender says, all right, you run up a little bit of a tab here. I'm going to need somebody to pay. And the skunk says, hey, don't look at me. He says, I've only got 1 cent, and it's bad. And the duck says, hey, not me, man. He says, I got one bill. That's it. And the giraffe says, okay, the high balls are on me. Yeah. And Dr. Doug's not going to get to hear it now.
No.
Because he wasn't here, saving animals' lives.
Yeah.
I'll ask P on this because I know Dan doesn't know. Do you know what FLIR? Do you know what FLIR is?
FLIR.
It is, It is, you can buy
enema?
It. No, that's Fleet.
Oh, Fleet.
You can buy it for your cell phone. They make it, I know, for the iPhone. I don't know about others. It's a thermal imaging. It's only a couple of $100. This is technology, inexpensive technology, that blows me away. There's a guy on YouTube, and he takes this FLIR app, he calls it, on his phone, and shows you in about 5 seconds how you can steal somebody's PIN number, who's the customer before you, as they're paying credit. Oh, it is unbelievable. He says, now, I'm going to follow that woman. I'm going to step up, and when she steps away, I'll step up, and I'm going to steal her PIN number. And he walks up, and 3 seconds later, he said, did you see it? I just did it. And I didn't see anything.
Wow.
What he does is holds his phone. He just walks up and holds his phone like he's looking at it, but holds it directly over the keypad. It's thermal imaging. It shows him which number she touched because they still have body heat on them. Oh. And the order she touched them in because the brightest red was the last one she touched. How about
wow.
that? Wow. How about that? Check it out. FLIR. FLIR thermal imaging.
Wow.
And now he says there are certain keypads where you won't have to worry about that. Like they're all metal because it conducts heat, so the whole thing flares red. But plastic keys on most of these checkout card swipe things, each key will hold that heat for up to 60 seconds. You got to get up there within a minute, which most people do if you're the next customer in line. Great article this morning on Donald Trump in USA Today. You know, he owns 18 golf courses, and many of them are some of the finest courses in the world. He's worth $4 billion. And he never, ever takes a vacation or a break. He goes nonstop from the time he gets up. I would love to have that kind of energy, and I think you're born with it or you're not. I don't think you can. I have no energy. I mean no energy.
And wasn't there a time like in the 90s where he was on the verge of bankruptcy?
Oh, I think a couple of times. I don't know. See, I don't know what that means. I think when rich people file bankruptcy, it's for one particular segment of their business or aspect to shut down and regroup. But they're still rich. You know what I mean?
It's yeah.
These bankrupt
they
people never seem.
Yeah,
Wayne Newton was bankrupt. He kept his mansion in Las Vegas. I don't think it means anything when these people do it. I think it's business. It's just business. And he said he's trying to talk the Wharton School of Finance. Wharton is probably the biggest and best business college there is. He went there. His kids went there. He's trying to talk them into building a golf course. And I think he's got a good idea because he says a lot of business deals are made on the golf course. And if I had it all to do over, I'd have learned to play golf younger because I do think you've got a captive audience. You get to know the person you're thinking about doing business with. You get to know if they have a temper, if they curse, if they cheat. You learn a lot about somebody on the golf course. I think it's a smart idea as part of business school to have a course where you learn to play golf because it is going to come into play when you get out into the real world. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Been a while since we did this. I think it's been a while since we did any blonde joke. This is the story of the... Now, you have to understand, before I tell this, that these jokes are about blondes who are the blondest of blonde. I mean, blondes who don't know really things most everybody else knows. They just, never picked up on it. So she's in a Target store, and she's looking at something shiny and very interesting, and she's fascinated by it. She picks it up and she holds it, and the clerk comes over and she says, "This is the biggest vibrator I think I've ever seen." And the clerk says, "Hon, that's not a vibe. That's a thermos bottle." And the blonde says, "What?" She says, "You've never heard of a thermos bottle?" The blonde says, "No." What is it? What does it do? And the clerk says, well, you put things in it. It keeps hot things hot, and it keeps cold things cold. So if you put something that's supposed to be hot in there, it'll stay hot, and something cold will stay cold. The blonde says, wow, that is amazing. I'll take it. She buys it. Next day, she takes it to work. And one of her blonde co-workers comes over to her desk and says, Susie, do you really want that vibrator, that big vibrator sitting down on top of your desk? And Susie says, oh, no, it's not a vibrator. That's what I thought. It's a thermos bottle. And the other blonde says, what's that? Susie says, well, it keeps hot things hot and cold things cold. You put hot stuff in it, stays hot. Cold stuff stays cold. And the other blonde says, what do you have in it? And she says, a popsicle and two cups of coffee.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Head airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
It only takes a second.
I mean, how often do you get a chance like this?
To get instant updates on scores, guests, news, events, and more, follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And is our audience going to love it?
But with 1.6 million accidents a year due to distracted driving, it may not be a good idea to do it behind the wheel.
I'm telling you, no animals were actually hurt making this promo.
Go to KTRS.com and join the conversation.
It all seems to be part of some sort of crazy pattern.
On the Big 550, KTRS.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of Pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
We are honoring number 24 of the Blues, Bernie Federko.
I'm Bernie Federko of your St. Louis Blues, and I'm privileged to call St. Louis home. I was fortunate to have a Hall of Fame career in a Hall of Fame city, St. Louis. My wife Bernadette and I have raised our three sons here and will always call St. Louis our home and continue to support this great community. Now hear from other St. Louisans who feel the same way I do about St. Louis.
The year was 1950 when a young Jack Gelmich started Gelmich & Sons Heating and Sheet Metal. This is Jeff Gelmich, Jack's son. From those humble beginnings on North Jefferson Avenue with just one employee, Gelmich & Sons now employs 40 people and a fleet of bright red vans serving the St. Louis area. Gelmich & Sons is now in our third generation. We love St. Louis and believe it's a great place to raise a family. Read more about our company by going to our website at gelmichandsons.com.
All right, let's head airborne right now and check in with Tim Weiland and see how traffic moves. Tim?
Yeah, Dan, they've cleared that crash on southbound 170 before, just after Brentwood. Now, you still have a little heavier traffic between Del Mar down through Highway 40. Downtown is thinning out nicely. You're just a little bit heavy from Busch Stadium to the Poplar on eastbound 40, northbound 55. Just a bit heavy right at the ramp of the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270 was just off the pace between Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. We may have a new accident now on northbound 170 near Scudder because traffic is backing up to about Natural Bridge. And eastbound 270, just a bit heavy right at Lindbergh. And this traffic report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Now for a limited time, get an $89.99 standard brake service after a $20 online rebate at participating Firestone Complete Auto Care stores, keeping your car running newer longer. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential and commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay. Call us at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. So call us at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. Save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in St. Louis? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the St. Louis area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. St. Louis is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-266-2063. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-266-2063. That's 1-800-266-2063.
Are you a healthy, non-smoking, postmenopausal female? Pharma Medica Research is looking for healthy volunteers who are not on a daily medication for a clinical study. You may be compensated up to $3,500 upon completion of the study. Call Pharma Medica Research today, 636-757-8600. The number again, 636-757-8600. Or you can visit our website at pharmamedica.com. Call today for more information, 636-757-8600. That's 636-757-8600.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 till 5 p.m.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get so
Hey, kids, what time is it?
That's how Buffalo Bob used to. Was it Buffalo Bob? Yeah,
yes.
Buffalo Bob.
Howdy
used
duty time. Howdy.
It's howdy duty time. Well, kids, one time, it's Mike Evans time. That's right, it's Mike Evans time. It might not be a segment if it weren't for the great sponsor, Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Restaurant. Two sponsors in one. Those were the old Certs commercials. Another product you don't ever see or hear advertised. They used to be on TV all the time. Certs. They're next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley. Both terrific establishments and both have gift cards for your purchase to give to somebody that, well, somebody who'll never forget that you gave them those gift cards. Let me put it that way, because they will be used. Closed on Mondays, you will need reservations at Annie Gunn's for dinner. I'm just telling you because it is that good and that popular. They're both on the east end of Chesterfield Valley, and now from Southern California, the Coachella Valley to be exact, here is Mike Evans.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about right now.
Wasn't Clarabelle the Clown? That was Bob Keeshan, right?
Yes, who later became Captain Kangaroo, yeah. Who was a war hero, as was Mr. Rogers, and every New Year's Day for like 35, 40 years, they would meet and have breakfast and discuss their past and also how they thought the world was advancing for the future.
Okay, they did speak every New Year's Day.
Yes.
But I'm going to call you on the war hero thing. I think that is an urban legend.
I think so. It is for Mr. Rogers, I think.
Rogers never was a war hero.
They said that he had tattoos all up and down his arms, and he didn't.
Not true. All of that was made up. But I know.
I think Keeshan was, though.
I don't know, but I know that Captain Kangaroo, Bob Keeshan's granddaughter and my daughter were very close friends in school. She, Keeshan's daughter lives in St. Louis, and his daughter's daughter, which would be his granddaughter, and my daughter were really good friends. So how about having your grandpa be Captain Kangaroo?
Awesome.
Or in the case of her mom, my daughter's friend's mom, you grow up and your dad is Captain Kangaroo. That would be pretty cool if you.
How about Amanda, Captain Kangaroo's granddaughter's friend, growing up and her father being Frank O'Pinion?
No, that's nothing.
No, you're right.
That's crazy.
That's nothing but sheep dip.
That's nothing.
That's bullshoy.
Yeah, I'll say.
Pop quiz question: name the name of the Academy Award winning actress who drives herself everywhere she goes. No drivers, no limos, thank you. Meryl Streep. Julia Roberts. Natalie Portman. Julianne Moore. Answer in a minute. Jennifer Lawrence. She is doing two biopics. J-Law is currently shooting a film called Joy. A biopic about a housewife who invented the Miracle Mop and made millions and millions of dollars.
The Miracle Mop? I don't even know if I know what that is.
Oh, you put a mop in, if there's water, then you pump it with your foot, and it spins and dries the mop.
Yep, as seen on TV.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I missed that one.
However.
And there's always a however in life.
Her director is David O. Russell, who has the reputation of screaming at his actors, and Jennifer Lawrence isn't taking too kindly being screamed at. I hear that it is really ugly on that set. Mm. Jennifer Lawrence will next star in a biopic, It's What I Do, A Photographer's Life of Love and War. This is the biopic of the award-winning photographer Lindsay Adrail, who has been taking award-winning pictures in Afghanistan and Iraq for years and years. This movie will be produced and directed by Steven Spielberg. Mm. And Steven says that he thinks that it will be an Academy Award nominee. TV news. Tonight on CBS is the best new show, CSI show ever. You know, I like CSI. I think it's great. But here's the deal. This new CSI show is better than ever. It is called CSI Cyber. It stars Patricia Arquette, and it is four stars.
Another quick TV bulletin. If you're a country music fan, tonight on Nashville, guest appearances by Vince Gill and Laurie Morgan. And if you're a Conan fan, he comes to you tonight from Cuba.
That's right.
That could be interesting.
Very interesting. Would you like CSIs?
I've not watched any of them.
What is wrong with you?
Well, I don't sit in front of the TV.
I don't watch it.
It takes
either.
A long time to watch all these shows, and I don't care about it.
What do you do in the evenings if you don't watch TV?
Well, Mike, I'm married, so I'm dedicated to providing my wife with her sexual needs and satisfying them.
Well, that'll take 30 seconds. Then what?
Oh, man.
Not the way I do.
Then he eats his wife. Then he eats his wife's cooking.
By the time you sit down to a good home cooked meal, have some 2 hour sex, next thing you know, you're tired. It's time to go to bed.
Well, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Odds and ends. Sharon Osbourne says the only thing wrong with her native England is that there's not enough dentists and everybody has yellow and crooked teeth.
No kidding.
What is the deal with that?
I don't know. I've never understood that.
Do you think it's because they don't have dentists?
I don't get it.
I think it must just be like the pass down from generation to generation of not caring that much about brushing your teeth.
A lot of hygiene is different over there. They've done surveys. People in Europe don't bathe like we do every day. They'll bathe sometimes twice a week, maybe three times a week, but not every day. They don't take showers every day.
I bathe every day, homie. Once in a while, twice a day if I work out in the morning.
I know what you mean there. Oh, wait. No, I've never worked out. Sorry. I was thinking about somebody else.
Oh. Dayton history, March 4th, 1933. One of the most famous lines a U.S. president ever said. We're going to make this an instant pop quiz question. You wait and finish the line. See if you remember. Well, you weren't around at the time, but you have heard of this famous line. It was Franklin Roosevelt talking about the heights of the Depression who said, the only thing we have to fear
is fear itself.
There you go.
Even Peon knew it, the youngest man in the room.
March 4th, 1984, Television Academy Hall of Fame started. They had to go back to years previous to and start inducting people. I'll make this another instant pop question. Who was the very first person inducted into the Television Hall of Fame?
Ooh, well, first of all, when was this induction? What year would that have been?
They inducted this person in 1984. That's when the Hall of Fame started. They went back to the early 50s.
I'm going to have to go with the guy who was known as Mr. Television, Milton Berle.
Oh, Milton Berle. Oh, that's a good one.
Johnny Carson.
I was going to say Jack Parr.
Who would you say if I said it is a woman?
Whoa.
And then it would have to be maybe Lucy?
That's right, Lucille Ball.
Wow. Okay.
You're all over yourself, homie. Take care. You'll be. March 4th, 1969, Sonny and Cher had their only child, Chastity. That's a beautiful story.
Chaz.
Chaz, man.
Chaz. And also birthday today, a sad one. Bobby Christina, still in a coma in Atlanta, Georgia hospital. She's 22 years old today. And finally... They applaud. They don't know how deep it digs, Franco. Name the name of the Academy Award winner who drives herself everywhere she goes. Meryl Streep, Julia Roberts, Natalie Portman, Julianne Moore.
I'll go Julia Roberts.
Meryl Streep.
I'm also going to say Julia Roberts.
The answer is Meryl Streep.
Ooh, yeah.
Mike Evans in Hollywood, say ya.
Have you seen her daughter, Meryl Streep's daughter?
No.
She's on something. She's a regular on some show. Looks just like her. I mean, immediately, you know, no lips, that chin. You know, Meryl Streep is not attractive by anybody's definition. Terrific actress, and her daughter really does look like her. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, both in Chesterfield Valley, next door to each other. Schaefer. Has a C in it. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And they now have 8 locations now that they're in Illinois. O'Fallon, Illinois, to be exact. I don't know much about other body shops, so I will never sit here and tell you that there's only one great body shop, because I don't know that. There might be 5 really good body shops. We don't care about those, do we? No, we don't, because Schaefer is, well, first of all, I can't imagine there's anybody better. So when you're as good as it gets and you support a show that you, the listeners, enjoy and listen to, it's free to you. You don't pay for it like, you know, stuff on TV you have to pay for. Why would you not patronize them? And I hope you will. I don't want to see you in there very often, because that means you shouldn't be driving if you're in there for body work, or you're in traffic with the wrong people if you're in there a couple times a year. Average person has body work done every 7 years. And the average car on the road is 11 years old. So you want to go to someone, if you take your 9-year-old car in there, that they can put it back together so that the repair looks like that part of the car is 9 years old, too. It might be in perfect shape and beautiful and waxed, but oxidation takes place and paint changes. They'll match it perfectly. They're really good at what they do. And the way they do it, whether you see the service you get from Schaefer. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, 8 location, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meep, meep.
Time for our final check on traffic as we head airborne with Tim Wild.
And it's been a pretty light day. We've got traffic really back to normal on the downtown bridge approaches. No delays on 55 or 40. Westbound 40, a little bit slow, Hampton to McCausland. We got a report of an accident. I didn't get the direction, though. It's on Highway 64 and Highway 159. And I think they've got some storms. If you're traveling down toward, you're making your way down toward Cape Girardeau and that, you're really slowing up from St. Genevieve all the way down because of ice. On southbound 170, things are just a bit heavy now from Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40. Eastbound 270 is thinned out. This report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Now for a limited time, get an $89.99 standard brake service after a $20 online rebate at participating Firestone Complete Auto Care stores. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like getting up real early.
Good morning.
Without feeling like you're getting up real early.
Farmer Dave Schumacher, weekday mornings at 5.
On the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Justice comes down hard on the Ferguson Police Department, what the report said, and reaction from city leaders.
Missouri lawmakers weigh in on the report, the changes they want to see in Ferguson. We have live team coverage and reaction.
Snow will be exiting the area, especially for the southern sections of the viewing area this evening. Then it's bone-chilling cold.
But first at 6, the Ferguson Police Department routinely violates the Constitution, uses racist practices, and operates more like a revenue-generating system than a law enforcement agency.
Those are the searing conclusions from a blistering report released today by the Department of Justice following the Michael Brown shooting. We have team coverage tonight, beginning with Fox News' Elliot Weiler, who has more on the federal investigation that just